This is On Target Dance Party Radio with your host, Maude Marty. If you want to have a party, let me hear everybody say, ah! Ah! Do a little bit louder, let me hear everybody say, ah, yeah! Ah, yeah! Hey, 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 hey! Hey, hey, hey! We're gonna party tonight. We're gonna party tonight. Welcome to On Target Podcast, where we play Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, almost all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty. Welcome to another episode of On Target. I just had the craziest weekend in Minneapolis. I went down to see the Psychedelic Furs in St. Paul, their sister cities, and I thought I'd do some digging, but I did not expect what I would find. I had a real windfall at one particular shop, found stuff at pretty much everywhere I went, so this means that you guys get another two or three shows of some brand new to us stuff. I started the hour out with The Portraits. We're gonna have a party on the Tri-Disc label from 1963.
But with a loose like a Ridiac. Come on, let's Popeye chillin'. Ooh, that's it, you got it made. Come on, let's Popeye chillin'. You look good. Let's a Popeye. Oh, let's Popeye now.
One and a two.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Then you put your left hand on your forehead and your right behind your back. Slide a one and a two with that loose like a Ridiac. Come on, let's Popeye chillin'. Come on, let's Popeye chillin'.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're looking good. Let's a Popeye. Oh, let's Popeye now.
One and a two.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Then you put both hands behind your back, making the very same steps. Slide a one and a two to the right, then to the left. Ah, oh, come on, let's Popeye, children.
One and a two.
Come on, let's Popeye, children.
Me and you.
Looking good, Popeye. Oh, do the Popeye.
Top, we had two tracks which go back to back. They are literally a part one and part two, but they have two different names. The first side is Check Mr. Popeye, and the second side is Now Let's Popeye. And they go into each other. Obviously, I played them back to back. The first part being a typical Popeye cartoon storyline where Popeye's gotta check his spinach because he's gonna save the day, apparently, by doing the Popeye. That was Leroy Jones on the Giant label. Followed that with early Sam and Dave from 1962. Keep a Walkin's the name of the track. It's on the Roulette label. This is before they signed a contract with Atlantic, which lent them out to Stax until Stax started to go under and Sam and Dave were pulled back to New York into Atlantic Records, where they had to stay for the remainder of their contract. And of course, they kept on recording for years, even though notoriously they did not get along. And then we had Little Joe Cook from 1966, Don't You Have Feelings on Loma, and finished off that stack with Johnny Johnson and the Bandwagon, You Blew Your Cool and Lost Your Fool on Epic.
Move.
You are listening to On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count.
In New York.
On WNYCDB, Oldies Radio Live 365.com.
gonna be mine. You're gonna be mine. You're gonna be mine.
That was the New Colony 6, You're Gonna Be Mine, on Centaur, from 1967, from the same year, The Poor, before that. She's got the time, she's got the changes. On the York label, which is a little used subsidiary of Amy, Mala, and Bell. Preceding that was Something Else, tracks called You're Wrong, on the Liberty label, and started that whole set off with Wayne Lacadici, Ow Boogaloo, on the Philips label.
Hold on, make sure you're sold on letting me go.
Letting me go.
Make sure you know you want us to part. You think because your heart's flying high now, we won't deceive you, but he's gonna leave you. Don't be misled.
Don't be misled.
Think with your head and not with your heart.
Take for your baby. Don't know the love of my life. make them leave forevermore. I said I was so sorry. I never did. That's been gone. I found it hard to carry on. You should only write me a simple letter. This would make me feel so much better. But until then, baby, please.
This is CJUM 101.5 UMFM, and you are listening to On Target from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, the heart of Canada. Visit on-target-podcast.onpodium.com, the official On Target website, for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM, as well as DJ events featuring Mod Marty. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, Boomplay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com. That was JJ Barnes, Baby Please Come Back Home on Groovesville. Before that, The Poets, She Blew a Good Thing, Great Northern Soul on Cymbal, and started that stack off with Little Anthony and the Imperials, Better Use Your Head on Veep.
Have a good time.
Was Inez and Charlie Fox, La Di Da, I Love You on Cymbal from 1964. Before that, The Spoilers, Something About You on GMC. And started that set off with an absolute rocker, amazing track by The Webs called Let's Party. And a party track it is, from 1967. That came out on the Atlantic label.
Oh, Marianne.
You are listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England on modradiouk.net.
Miniskirts, miniskirts, miniskirts.
That was The Astronauts, I'm a Fool on RCA Victor. Before that, a British band called The Gates of Eden, who only released in North America, which is odd. Often British bands will only release in the UK and they won't have an American release, but this situation is the reverse. They couldn't get a UK label to release them, so they released on Jubilee in the US. The track's called Miniskirts. Before that, Rockin' Robin Roberts, who's credited as the first person to record Richard Berry's Louie Louie, which is actually the flip side of this record, with the rock and roll arrangement made famous by the Kingsmen later on. He was a member of the Wailers, the Pacific Northwest rock group on Golden Crest, famous for their track Tall Cool One. And this track is called Marianne. It was written by Ray Charles, but as far as I can see, was never recorded by anybody else. It was only recorded by Robin Roberts. It was never even recorded by Ray Charles. It came out on the Etiquette label in 1961.
Thank you.
That was Arthur Adams. No, not the comic book artist. Although that would be amazing if that Arthur Adams could sing like this. My Babies Loves the name of the track. It came out on the Chizza label in 1970. Before that, I played Percy Sledge. Flip side of When a Man Loves a Woman, a track called Love Me Like You Mean It on Atlantic. And I'm going to leave you off now with a track called Jack Sacks the City by Johnny Beecher. Sax and organ driven instrumental on Warner Brothers. Came out in 1963. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.